Right now, we're going out to Adam Credo, senior writer, foreign policy and national security writer for freebeacon.com, F-R-E-E-B-A-B-E-A-C-O-N. You can follow him at Credo Zero, K-R-E-D-O-0. And Adam, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So when I said EMPs, everyone went, Alex Jones? Alex Jones EMPs? So I'm assuming this is a little different take.
It's a slightly more dangerous EMP. This is an electromagnetic pulse, and it's the type of thing that can occur naturally, but also can be weaponized. And we've seen a lot of work by foes like China and Russia to weaponize this technology. And with really a single pulse attack, you can essentially knock out most of a place's critical infrastructure. We're talking the electricity grid, emergency services, banking, everything that's hosted online. So it's really a huge threat, and it's fascinating because this is the first time the White House has actually tried to develop a plan to counter it. And I would say they're a little bit behind the times, but it's good to see them catching up.
Well, remember when we had that giant outage in the Northeast? It must have been 10 years ago. And it affected Canada and all the Northeast. And the heels of that, everyone went, oh, my God, we have a vulnerable infrastructure. We got to do something. And then we did.
It just shut down the world.
And then we did nothing. So on one side, I'm asking what's motivating it now or what's coming our way that caused them to get off their dime, so to speak. And do we have similar weapons?
Yeah, well, weapon-wise, yeah, we do. We've worked on that technology. But I would say you're very right about the fact that we've done nothing. And that power outage really should have been a sign of just how bad this can be. EMP attacks are easy because they can take out a significant portion of the grid. We saw with just the Northeast, everything that was connected on that particular grid system goes out, right? So it's like a cascading domino effect. Everything just ripples through the network, and that's really one of the biggest vulnerabilities. We've even seen out where you guys are, in California, there were a few attacks. People were shooting guns at the power grid systems, and they're really not well protected. You see fences, this type of stuff, but no real camera monitoring or any real attempt to actually safeguard that. So there's certainly a threat from the rogue person tampering with it, but on a much larger scale, if a Russia or a China were to go to war with us, they could certainly use an EMP effect to completely degrade the systems. And you're right, we're just kind of catching up to it now. What the Trump administration is looking to do is kind of take this out of just the purview of the Department of Homeland Security. We know all the efficiencies over there, and they're trying to do a holistic approach in all of government, bring in the State Department, bring in the Energy Department, the Director of National Intelligence, all of these things. And I think in about a year, we'll see more of a comprehensive plan on just how we protect against it, because I haven't seen anybody provide a solution yet rather than just identify, you know, what the problem is.
Maybe this is a stupid question, but the only real information that I've, or the only information I've ever seen about EMPs has been, you know, maybe on a couple prepper shows here and there. But can EMPs do damage to humans, or can it only do damage to, like, the electrical grids?
Yeah, I've not seen evidence of it affecting people, although you never know about a pulse of that size and scale, what the lingering effects could be to the human body. I imagine in a classified setting there might be some research on this, and that's also part of the problem with discussing these. One, you're right, you see it on prepper shows. It's become sort of like an insider conspiracy theory kind of thing, that EMPs, they're going to, you know, put us into Mad Max ages, and there is a grain of truth to that. I know it's easy to look at it and say that, wow, this is a large insurmountable problem, and it's just crazies who are paying attention to it, but I think what the Trump administration did was actually bring this more into the mainstream and garner attention for it, and that's always one of the biggest hurdles to surmount, getting people to take it seriously. And it looks like they're also going to bring in the private sector too, so I'd be curious what some of those people are working on in terms of prevention and mitigating the effects of it.
Adam, hang on, I go across the break here. I want you to stay with us. Adam is senior writer, sure, foreign policy and national security for freebeacon.com, B-E-A-C-O-N. We are talking about EMPs, the so-called electromagnetic pulse weapons. If you have any questions or if you've had any concerns about this, this is something that's sort of in the vapors around the world.
Yeah.
And this would be a good guy to talk to about it at 800-222-5222. That's Antoine. I'm Dr. Drew. This is Midday Live at AM 790 KBC.